good to see you all. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we rejoice in your presence. Lord, we're so glad you're here. We come here to gather corporately to learn of you, to sing about you, to proclaim your truths, to sing to you, to praise your name. Lord, to renew our spirits and our hearts, to renew acquaintances, to renew friendships. Lord, that this sometimes is the only time we get together with these people. And Lord, our joy is just overflowing. We do love you, Lord. We ask you, Father, to rejoice with us as we rejoice in you. Hallelujah. We do love you, Lord. Amen. Could we stand while we sing? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. One more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you redeemed today? Amen. Say so. Hallelujah. Let's turn to page 159. Hallelujah. I am resolved. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten to glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Things that the greatest time will come to me. I am resolve to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the roots of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still I will enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad. I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to him, hasten to glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
One more time.
I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come.
Bless you, Lord. Lord, we are resolved to come to you. We are just so anxious and willing. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Show me your way. Show me your way.
Source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. Hallelujah, is Christ alone. Bless you, Lord. In Christ alone, I place my trust. Every
source of all is Christ the Lord. In Christ the Lord, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every
turn to page 516. I don't know if we've ever done this song here, but it's to the tune of it, Be Still My Soul. Try to think about the words as we're singing it. They are dynamite words. Hallelujah.
Every time.
us fathers and mothers, fit to be fathers and mothers. Help us to teach our children to look at you first in times of joy and in times of disaster. That we would seek you first and your righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated.
I got a little story to start out with here. Mark got it on the internet and read it to me on youth group on Wednesday. So I says I just had to share this. A young woman teacher with obvious liberal tendencies explains to her class of small children that she is an atheist. She asks her class if they are atheists too, not really knowing what atheism is, but wanting to like their teacher. Their hands explode in the air like fleshy explosives. There is, however, one exception. A beautiful girl named Lucy has not gone along with the crowd. The teacher asks her why she has decided to be different. "Because I'm not an atheist," she said. Then asks the teacher, "What are you?" "I'm a Christian." The teacher is a little perturbed now, her face slightly red. She asks Lucy why she is a Christian. "Well, my mom is a Christian. My dad is a Christian, so I'm a Christian." The teacher is now angry. "That's no reason," she says loudly. "What if your mom was a moron and your dad was a moron? What would you be then?" A pause and a smile. "Then," says Lucy, "I'd be an atheist." Open your Bibles, Joshua 24, 14 through 27. "Then I would be an atheist." Joshua 24, 14 through 27. Children's church is dismissed. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods of your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord is our God. He is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore we will serve the Lord, for he is our God." And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do hurt and consume you. After that he hath done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." And Joshua said unto his people, "Ye are witnesses against yourself, that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses. Now therefore, put away," said he, "the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." And the people said unto Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of law and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak tree that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, "Behold, this stone should be a witness unto us. For it hath heard all the words of the Lord which we spake to unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God." Let's pray. God, we just ask that you would open our hearts that we may hear from you today. Make us tender. We just ask that we would not leave here the same, but that you would change us. May we grow closer to you. Just bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to look specifically on verse 15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a well-known verse. Certain parts of that verse really stand out, though. And there's three phrases today that I want to look at specifically, and they are choose, this day, and then the statement, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to see how they apply to our lives approximately 5,000 years after they were written. The first word I want to look at today is choose. It is a word that symbolizes a free choice that we each have. But we were not the ones to make the first choice. Do you know that? God was. God has chosen us from the beginning of time. He chose to make us, and he chose us to be like him. Genesis 12, 1 through 3 says that now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God had every intention from the beginning that all would come to him. He gave his son to die for our sins, my sins, the sins of the world, your sins, because he chose you. Philippians 2, 6 through 8. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be called equality with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Jesus became man because he chose you. Jesus paid a great deal because he chose you. Jesus was beaten and humiliated before the world because he chose you. Jesus allowed them to put the crown of thorns on his head because he chose you. Jesus allowed them to spit and laugh at him because he chose you. Jesus allowed them to pound nails in his hands and feet because he chose you. Jesus allowed them to hang him on the cross because he chose you. Jesus allowed them to stab him in the side with a real sword because he chose you. Jesus willingly gave up his life because he chose you. He did it for all of us, unworthy, ungrateful people. And all he asks is that we spend time with him. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens that door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. You can see that he has chosen you, but that's only half the story. See, for a covenant to work, we must also choose him. See, God didn't create mindless beings. Though when you talk to some people, you begin to wonder, but God really didn't make mindless beings. He didn't make robots or computers. He chose to make human beings with a choice, choices to make. He gave us the option to choose what we want for breakfast. You see, God created us with a free will to make free choices. He gave us the option to choose whatever. He has a plan for our lives, but we have a choice to whether or not we want to follow that plan. He's given us a brain. But the biggest decision that we'll ever make, if you have not made it yet, is whether or not you will follow him. Will you choose God in return as he has chosen you? God is standing at the door knocking, calling out to us. And he says, if anyone hears my voice, if they open that door, I will come into him and I will be with him We have the choice to invite him into our lives. We choose to serve him, or we choose not to serve him. Ultimately, the choice is yours. The second part of this verse I wanted to break down today is this day. Choose this day whom you will serve. I just explained that we have a choice. But this part of the verse tells you when we need to make that choice. When do we need to make that choice? And it says, choose you this day. You see, everyone will eventually fall before Jesus and worship him as king. But for some, it'll be too late. For some, it'll be too late. That's why Joshua told his people, choose you this day. Choose today. Today is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not next week, not next year. Not when you get older, not when you graduate, not when you're done having fun. Today is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Make that choice. I'm not a man that likes to use scare tactics, because I want you to come to the Lord on a free will, free choice. But no one has promised another minute of life. If God chose to take us right now, he could. You've heard of the shootings in the churches. Someone could walk through this door and mow us all down. And I don't want to scare you, but it's happened. It's happened to people. They've sat in church praising God. The next minute they know, their friend's sitting next to them dead. It's in his timing. It's when he chooses. This last year, my family's lost a number of friends, family members, and acquaintances to sudden death. It's hard for me to see people die. We've lost many family members and friends and acquaintances suddenly that no one expected. Death reminds us, it shows us that we only have possibly one breath left to breathe before we meet our Maker. Today is the day of salvation. You can't avoid it anymore. Today you can make that choice. Jesus, who is life, or Satan, who is death. No matter what you do, if you choose to wait till tomorrow, you are making a choice today. It is unavoidable by not making that choice. You can't put it off till tomorrow, because by putting it off till tomorrow, today you choose Satan. Because God requires you to open the door and let him come in and be with you. And that is your choice today. You know why I think so many people are on the fringes? Or they're just kind of hanging in neutral zone, or what they think is neutral zone? Because they don't hear about hell too much anymore. There's not that hellfire preaching like you used to see. And I'm not much of a hellfire preacher myself. You know, people say don't preach that stuff. I like to hear about God's love. Well, I like to hear about God's love too. Makes me feel good. Makes me know that he loves me. But he loves me so much that he must do what is right. See, we serve a just God. He must do what's right, and that means that he has to send us to the proper place upon judgment. It is destined unto man to die once, and then the judgment. He loves me so much that he saved me from the depths of hell. And if you have accepted Christ, he has saved you from the depths of hell. And it's something that we do not deserve. We do not earn, but it's a free gift of God. You see, people, hell is a real place created for the eternal punishment of Satan and his angels. It is not made for man to go. God has made man to be with him, but every man has a choice. You can choose God, or you can choose eternal separation from God in hell. God does not desire that any man go to hell, but he is just. That's something we don't hear very much anymore. God is love. God is forgiving. God won't let people go to hell. God has to let people go to hell because he is just. He can only do what is right. He cannot do the wrong thing. He has to do what is right. We deserve hell. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages that we deserve is death. If I got a job, that company would have to pay me those wages by law. And by God's law, we deserve death. But I have good news. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, we were sinners. We still are sinners. We're all sinners. But Christ died for our sins anyway. Romans 10:13 says that everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Today is the day of salvation, people. You can ask Jesus into your heart today. And I'm going to do something a little unorthodox right now. And I'm going to ask everyone to bow their heads right now. I'm not done preaching yet. But I just feel that God has laid this on my heart for a reason. I'm about to give you a chance to make that decision. A decision that you will make no matter what. A decision that will change your entire life in one moment. If you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior today, I would ask that you would raise your hand. I see that hand. I'm not taking much time here. I'm going to continue on. So now is your chance to make that decision. A few seconds. I'm moving on. What I'd like is for everyone just to keep your eyes closed and your head bowed. And I'm going to make it easy on this person. It's not this easy, but it is this easy. I want you to repeat after me, everyone. Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned. I know that I am a sinner. I know that my sin has separated me from you. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Jesus, I ask that you would come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart. From this day forward, I will serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. If you mean that in your heart, you've made the most important decision of your life. Now, if you meant that prayer in your heart and you didn't raise your hand before you said it, I would encourage you to come and talk to me after the service and just say, I didn't raise my hand, but I said that prayer and I meant it in my heart. And just come talk to me and tell me that so I can rejoice with you. All heaven rejoices when one comes to the Lord. Just let me rejoice with you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The third phrase I want to look at today, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I call it the stand up and be counted phrase. Joshua stands before the people of Israel and says, do what you want. Serve the other gods, of course, the gods with the little g, remember that. Serve those other gods. Do what you want. If you don't want to serve the Lord, then don't. But as for me, and that's the only person that we can speak for, as for me, I will serve the Lord. He makes a stand, you see, people. And at some point in our lives, in some point in each one of your lives, you too will have to make a similar stand. The saying goes, if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for everything. So stand up and be counted. The reason so many Christians get ran over by the world today is because they have not determined in their heart that they will stand for what they believe in. And they don't determine that they'll do it at all costs. You see, you can make a little stand, but when someone gets in your face, that is where you see what kind of stand you choose to make. Let's pretend for a while that Christianity is against the law. Christians are wanted for practicing Christianity. Thought-provoking question. Do you think there would be a warrant out for your arrest? They don't put warrants out for people that just call themselves criminals, remember. You know, they actually put warrants out for those who are criminals, those who practice being a criminal. Do you think that you have made such a stand that they would come for you? Or maybe, if you're lucky, even put you on the 10 most wanted list? Or would they even bother coming to look for you, knowing that you really don't practice Christianity anyways? And if they did think it was worthy of arresting you, would they find enough evidence to convict you? I'm not here to make you feel bad by any means. I'm trying to challenge you to make a stand as Joshua did, as he stood before the people and say, do as you choose. But as for me and my family, we will choose the Lord. If I could have your heads bowed and eyes closed again. Up and down today. Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Have you made the stand in your life? And do you strive to make it every day? I would say that there are some in this room that have never made that declaration. Have never stood before man and said, I don't care what you do, but as for me, I will serve the Lord. I'm going to give you that opportunity today amongst your friends, amongst your families. I'm going to ask right now that if you would like to make that decision, if you want to declare to these people that no matter what everyone else does, I'm going to stand for God, would you stand now to symbolize that? And this isn't just for those first-timers, but for anyone. And I know that if you cannot stand in the presence of your friends and family who love you, you will never be able to stand in a world that hates you. Nikki, if you would come. You have made the statement by standing that no matter what else everyone does, you will choose the Lord. You will serve Him. This is what I want you to do. Say together with me. Choose you this day whom you will, just wait. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want you to boldly emphasize the last, but as for me, so on. Okay? Boldly emphasize that. Make it a declaration in your heart, in your mind, and to your friends and family that that is what you have determined in your heart. Choose you this day. Whom will you serve? But as for me, my house, we will serve the Lord. You may be seated.
believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree and laid within a borrowed tomb not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I've staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I believe you must be born again. John 3:16 is true. The old life can be washed away and everything made new. I believe the love of God can somehow find its way to you. That is why the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I've staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. Time to live and die, and the Bible is the blueprint that all men should live by. I believe I'm not alone with my faith in Jesus Christ. That is why all the more we will serve Him. We have made our decision, we've staked our claim. We have drawn a line in the sand, and we won't be ashamed. With the world behind us and the cross before, by the grace of God, we will serve. I have made claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I won't be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God,
Nikki, if you've made that declaration in here, I challenge you to make that declaration out there. Let's close in prayer. Bob, would you close in prayer?
Father, we'd like you. We'd thank you for your presence. We'd thank you for the commitment that's been made. We're glad for those who have made their decision because of what we're here. Father, we ask you. Be with those that hang in the house. Be with those that have not made that decision. But have gone the other way. We realize, Lord, that the point has been made that if we haven't decided for you, we've decided against you. Father, your work in the hearts and lives of those of us that may not have wholeheartedly made that decision. Grant that some who have a nodding acquaintance with the Lord will become closely associated. Reach out and touch with the hem of your garment and be made whole. Help us. Be with us. Make us to recognize your presence and do it afresh. Dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence. We pray in Jesus' name.